I'm Roberta Schultz. I know that many people these days check their phones for the time, and while I am not a Luddite about most things, I still feel the need for a watch on my wrist. There's just something grounding and comforting about the movement of the second hand around the watch face, and something primal in the actual ticking. So when my watch stopped a few weeks back, I felt completely unmoored. Maybe that's why I was so pulled in by the opening story in Fred McGavran's new collection from Glasslyer Press entitled Watching Time. On the surface, it's a story about a narrator in his 80s whose beautiful heirloom watch stops. His reliance on the trusty timepiece causes him some expected disruptions, like missing a few appointments here and there, and even some disorientation and despair, as the church member who agrees to take on the difficult task of watch repair suddenly stops attending church after a few weeks of laboring over the complicated watch machinery. Deprived of his watch, the narrator drifts into philosophical musings about the very nature of time itself, until finally, like Kurt Vonnegut's Billy Pilgrim, he becomes unstuck. What happens next is surprising. Most of the stories in McGavran's newest collection, Recycled Glass and Other Stories, contain some element of surprise. Whether it's a riptide pulling a grandpa and his grandson out to sea, or a greedy family gathering around their patriarch to hasten his demise before a New Year's death tax can reduce their inheritance, McGavran's plot lines offer unexpected twists and turns, black humor, moral dilemmas, and delicious forays into the macabre and supernatural. In the title story, Recycled Glass, decorating their kitchen with the latest in countertop materials leads a couple down a dark path, strewn with underworld contractors, the Russian mob, disgraced surgeons, and missing body parts. In The Pennington Scarabs, generations of fathers promise the lives of their firstborns in order to gain immortality by way of some cursed Egyptian jewelry. And then there is the fast-paced tale, Heliotrope, in which the main character makes use of a special stone to become invisible. He uses his new power to right some wrongs perpetrated by his family's greedy lawyer many years before. One of the stories in this volume, The Reincarnation of Horlack Spencer, garnered Fred McGavran a $10,000 Individual Achievement Award from the Ohio Arts Council. A graduate of Kenyon College and Harvard Law School, the author also served as an officer in the U.S. Navy in Vietnam. And since retiring from law in 2010, McGavran was ordained a deacon in the Diocese of Southern Ohio, where he serves as assistant chaplain with Episcopal Retirement Services. Recycled Glass and Other Stories is his second collection. According to Michael H. Hoffheimer of University of Mississippi Law School, McGavran surveys the human condition with an eye for the absurd and an ear for the arresting phrase. Like Dickens or George Eliot, his writings pose moral questions that haunt the reader long after the last page is turned. I was indeed haunted by the moral questions posed in Recycled Glass, and right after finishing that first story, Watching Time, which could also be read as a fascinating inner landscape of how it might feel to descend into dementia, I went straight to the nearest department store and bought myself two watches. Yes, two, just in case. You can find a link to Fred McGavran's Recycled Glass and Other Stories at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I am Roberta Schultz.